throwing mine. Cause my money long, the quicker you're here, the faster you go. That's why.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, a dad's point of view. That little DJ music was from my son, Arnold Allen, who has just finished, as of about an hour ago, his freshman year in college, and is heading back home on Saturday. So I can't wait to see him, and congratulations. He is playing a DJ right now. I love his old rock and roll, but for now I've got him as a DJ. It is time for Spiritual Rap with Pastor Drew Sams, who is a teaching pastor at Calvary Community Church in Westlake Village, California. Both Drew and his wife Erica and their son Judah Andrew Sams live in Westlake Village, California, and they are my friends, and welcome back to the show, Pastor Drew.
Bruce, thanks for having me on again.
I love it. Always one of my favorite times of the week is speaking to you and hearing the wisdom that you offer, and of course getting a health and welfare update on. I need a fanfare. Richard, we've got to find a fanfare for this. Okay, I need a fanfare. A health and welfare update on baby Drew, please.
Oh, clapping. He's doing great. He's over a year. You know, I said last week he's right on the edge, about to take a step any day now, and he's still right on the edge. He's delaying our gratification of watching him walk. It's been so fun this last week. So we're headed into Mother's Day. He already bought his mom a gift.
What did he choose?
He chose a photo of himself framed.
Oh.
So hopefully if my wife's listening, she you know, put on earmuffs for that part. But yeah, he reminded me he's better at that than I am. So we're set going into Sunday.
Good. You're ahead of the game. You're ahead of it for me. At this point, it's very interesting. You know, my boys are 16 and 19, and I no longer remind them. I did when they were younger, and I did, of course, when they were very young, take them, as my father often did. And I think it's a real important lesson for parents, is moms or dads, take your children to go purchase presents for Mother's or Father's Day or Christmas or Hanukkah or your parents' birthdays, and get them in the habit of doing it. And also, when they start having their own money and save money, that they have to buy it themselves, so that they understand gift-giving comes from the heart as well as from the wallet. Mm. I'm glad you took baby Drew on his first Mother's Day buying. Actually, he was around last Mother's Day, but he was a little tiny at that
point. Yeah, he was still trying to figure out how to focus his eyes on objects in front of him.
What was he, 6 weeks last Mother's
Day?
Yeah,
6 weeks, exactly. Yeah.
Okay, so funny. All right, so are you afraid of your wife?
No.
Lucky you.
Yeah, you know, and it's interesting, in many ways, and if you've known me, and you have for a while, people who know me real well know that I'm a people pleaser. And so sometimes I can, I guess to use that word fear, I fear, not them in particular, but I fear not being able to please somebody, or I fear letting them down. And so in some ways that's just as powerful, trapping us.
Yeah, I agree. I think that is.
And so, I've really tried to work through those things. There's been some great resources and some great friendships in my life. There's, you know, you even mentioned in your column how important it is to have healthy men around you, good men. You said, I think having good men in their lives can make a huge difference. It's so true. You know, who you run with in life, you know, who you do this journey with, really can shape your perspective of yourself, your relationships, your marriage, your identity, so many things.
Well, you were telling me on the break that your brother or brother-in-law shared with you a book that had you think about the role of men and how they show up in life and relationships. So you want to share some of those thoughts?
Yeah. So, in fact, this is my brother-in-law. We're married to sisters.
Mm-hmm.
We were friends before we got married. His name is Rhett Smith. This is his second book that he has actually written. He's a marriage and family therapist in Dallas, Texas. And the name of this book is What It Means to Be a Man. And that's a pretty bold, you know, title for a book, What It Means to Be a Man. And the subtitle is God's Design for Us in a World Full of Extremes. And the basic premise is there's two extremes that we hear in life, especially as young men growing up, as boys. We hear that either we have to be this aggressive, macho guy, and that's what it means to be a man. We see that in movies. We see it in television, you know, magazine covers. Or you've got, on the other end, you've got to be a passive man. You know, you've got to be a doorstep. And I think that's the category of men, ultimately, that ended up fearing their wives. You know, they don't want to hurt their feelings. They don't want to do anything that's going to cause them to be considered a pig or a chauvinist. And so in this book, he provides a third way, if you will. It's not a balance between the two, but it's God's way. And, what does it mean to be a man today in 2013? What does it mean to be a husband, a father? Great, great practical exercises that have been really, really good that I've really appreciated.
Are there any that stand out that you'd care to share? I don't mean to put you on the spot.
Yeah, so what's so great is this book, I mean, it's written for men. Each chapter is like 3 pages long. So,
are you saying we have short attention spans?
I'm saying I do, at least. And so at the end of it, there's about 40 pages of if you were to find, and I'll use your language, if you were to find some good men in your life that you could go through this with, he's got each page objectives, reflection questions, and exercises that you can do together for 16 straight weeks as you go through these different chapters. And it's just really amazing. So here's an exercise right here. Think of one person in your life who needs you to communicate with them and what they need to hear. Why are you holding it back? Take the risk this week to talk with them. So I think about, for example, my dad. You know, I haven't seen my dad in over a year. And, if I had some men in my life that I said, I got to call my dad. He actually still hasn't met my son.
What?
Yeah. And so it's complicated. We've kind of drifted apart over the years. And so, that's an area that, if somebody was saying, hey, I'm gonna encourage you to do that. I'm going to hold you accountable to that. I think a lot of men would have somebody in their life that they really need to communicate with, and perhaps it's their wife. I really need to tell my wife that when she said that thing last week at that dinner party, it really hurt my feelings. It's in front of all my peers at work, And so tons of exercises like that that are really great.
Very interesting, very interesting. Let me ask you an oddly personal question.
Sure.
Because I think this relates to the general notion that men need other men, or as I like to say, good men. Do you have contemporary men friends that you talk about deep personal feelings with?
I do. In fact, I've got a group of guys. There's 4 of us total that meet every other Tuesday evening. We kind of rotate where we meet. Sometimes it's in a home. One of our homes, or it's out grabbing a bite to eat, and this last Tuesday was this. It started at 8 p.m. We went to 11:30 at night, and the things that were shared, we're laughing. There was moments where a guy teared up. I've been that guy in the past, that's teared up. Mm. And, I just feel like these are the, to borrow the, I guess it could be a cliche, but I've got some men that I can lock shields with.
Mm. Are they all about your age?
I'm the youngest, so I'm 32. One's just turned 40, and then you've got everything in between.
Oh, everything in between, so 32 to 40.
Yeah.
All right, so I guess I'd be way too old to join your group.
Nope. No, but here's the neat thing. I got another group that I used to be a part of every Friday morning.
Uh-huh.
At a local Jewish deli, Brent's Deli, great spot.
Oh,
every Friday morning. They've done it for years. And there's guys probably from their mid-20s all the way up to, I think, mid-70s that cram in this huge booth.
I would barely make it.
Yeah. I know. Early 20s, Bruce. You can. Yeah. We'll bring you in.
I'm missing some men in my life right now. So actually, if there are any openings in these groups, I'd appreciate it.
Let's do that. That'd be great.
I'm serious. I'd really love to. And I've done a lot of men's work, so it'd be fun. And also just to get to spend more time with you would always be a pleasure. We are out of time. Any closing words? How far are we along on our special blog?
Yeah, I'm working on it. It got some. My problem is when I take on a project, it becomes way bigger than it should. Mm-hmm. So I'm downloading all these photos. I'm editing the photos and editing the work. So I thank you for asking me each week how it's going.
Good. Well, I just want to keep it going. Well, thank you very much for your wisdom. We'll talk with you next week, and we will be back with Jennifer Weberman, Dr. Jennifer Weberman, and Therapy Talk.